Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and once again, the sound of my voice at the top of the show means I'm on the other side of the table, ready to field some questions from WAMC's very own Ian Pickus. Ian, how you doing over there?
Champing at the bit, as they say.
That devilish smile on your face says exactly that. But before we get to your questions, let's clear up the challenge that I left everyone with last week, in which I said, start with the word daredevils. Rearrange the letters to spell a three-word phrase, 514, for what people in the Iditarod do. What is it?
Well, they drive a sled.
They do indeed do that. All right, Ian, I'm ready.
Okay.
I think.
On August 29th, 1756, Frederick II of Prussia crossed into the German state of Saxony. That action is seen today as the start of the Seven Years' War. Considered perhaps the First World War, we know it in the U.S. as the French and Indian War. So today's quiz is all about wars with lengths of time in their names.
I'm not sure if I know five of them, but we'll soon find out, won't we?
The Peace of Westphalia, a series of treaties between European countries, ended which two conflicts that ran from 1618 to 1648 and 1568 to 1648, respectively?
My abacus tells me that's the 30 Years' War and the 80 Years' War?
Correct.
All right.
Good for you.
Thank you. I can keep my diploma.
You said you knew about five, but we just burned two, so we'll see.
Jeez, I'm in trouble now.
Number two, although it wasn't a pilgrimage leaving in April, which author left to fight in the Hundred Years' War in France in 1359?
Was that Geoffrey Chaucer?
It was Geoffrey Chaucer.
The Soldier's Tale.
Number three, which conflict fought in June of 1967 is also known as the 1967 Arab-Israeli War and the June War?
That is the 6 Days War.
That's right. It ran between June 5th and June 10th. The Hundred Days War, fought at Beirut, was a conflict within which country's larger civil war?
Beirut is in Lebanon?
Correct. And finally, have some fun with this one. To the nearest minute, how long did what's considered history's shortest war last?
To the nearest minute. I'm going to say 9.
That's a good guess. It's not right.
It's not a good guess. It's just as good as any other number in the universe.
Apparently, the Anglo-Zanzibar War of 1896 lasted 40 minutes.
40 minutes.
40-minute war. There was some question over succession in Zanzibar, and the English made quick work of it. Well, Mike only needed about 3 minutes to get 4 out of 5 today. How well did you do? Let us know peacefully, please. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can take a few minutes and surf on over to wamc.org/anyquestions to revisit those questions that Ian just asked me, or a couple of extra credit questions that Ian has for all of us, or perhaps the challenge that Ian is about to lay upon us. Ian?
Start with the two-word name. We're going to call it a two-word name for the purposes of this challenge. Of the author mentioned in today's quiz, Geoffrey Chaucer's most famous work. Drop the N, rearrange the remaining letters, and you can spell a two-word reason, 5 letters, 9 letters, why some wars might restart. What's the phrase? Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and for now, the Washington Post. And Mike, you get to work on this challenge, and we'll be back in these same seats this time next week.
See you around.